Blessings and welcome to the Power of Prayer. My name is Daniel Roqueo, and as always, I'm deeply grateful and honored that you're choosing to join me in a moment of expanding our consciousness, in a moment of raising our vibration, and this time through the means of prayer, through the modality of prayer, which is never about us asking or begging or beseeching spirit or any kind of external deity to give us anything. But it is all about us going to work within ourselves, creating our consciousness so that we may be open and available to receive that which is already here. That which is already here. So that is what prayer is about. And the theme of this particular prayer is eternally sourced, fueled, and funded. Eternally sourced, fueled, and funded. And so in this moment, I invite you to make yourself comfortable. I invite you to close your eyes. I invite you to put a smile on your face, a healing smile, which lets your body know that in this moment all is well, which lets your body relax and begin to produce and distribute these healing chemicals and substances. And I invite us to take a deep breath, releasing and letting go of conditions and circumstances, challenges that we may be facing, and come back to the nowness of this moment. Come back to the nowness of this moment. And so in this moment, how deeply grateful I am to be here in this moment. How deeply grateful I am for the peace that is here in this moment. For the wholeness that is here in this moment. For the love that is here in this moment. For the joy that is here in this moment. The harmony that is here in this moment. The abundance that is here in this moment. In the nowness of this moment. How deeply grateful I am to know and feel these divine qualities that are fully present right here, right now. In every space, every place in all of creation. And how deeply grateful I am that I get to speak the word on your behalf. That I get to call forth that which is already here, that which is inherent within you, that which is inherent within each and every single moment, that I get to call it forth, that I get to name it, that I get to claim it on your behalf. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you choosing to join me. For you being open and available to receive the good that you desire. For you having said yes at some point, you said yes to consciously participate in your own awakening. For your willingness to go ever deeper and wider and higher, to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of who and what you are to emerge. I'm so grateful for that. And from that space of gratitude, I absolutely know and I absolutely feel the goodness, the allness, and the eternality of God. I absolutely know and feel that God is good eternally for itself, never ever against itself. And that God is all there is. There is not God and something else. But as God is infinite, as God is omnipresent, God is all there is. God is in everything and everything is in God. Fully present in every space, every place, every being, every object, in all of creation. Because God is the creation and Spirit is the creator. There are no dualities in Spirit. There is only the One. There is only the whole, the one mind, divine intelligence, divine matrix, unified field, infinite love, infinite peace. Whatever name we choose to give it, there is only the One. And the God is eternal, which means the God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Unchangeable, yet ever expanding. So God cannot change up on itself. God cannot compromise itself. Spirit cannot go against itself, or contradict itself, or diminish itself, or divide itself into parts. But all of that which God is, all of the love, all of the peace, all of the joy, all of the harmony, all of the abundance, the wholeness, the beauty, the excellence, the bliss, the ecstasy, the progression, the expansion that God is, all of it is fully present in every space, every place, every being, every object, in all of creation. In all of creation, everything is in God. God only, only God. Spirit only, only Spirit. And so I know and feel that I am unique and perfect emanation of Spirit. That I am God expressing itself in, as, and through me. That I'm wholeness expressing itself in, as, and through me. That I'm abundance expressing itself in, as, and through me. That I'm joy and love and beauty expressing themselves in, as, and through me. And as God is eternally sourcing and fueling and funding itself, sustaining and maintaining itself, guiding and leading and moving itself into ever greater and grander expressions of itself to emerge, it must mean, as I and God are one, it must mean that right here where I am eternally sourced, fueled, and funded. I'm eternally sustained and maintained and guided and moved and led so that I may forever allow for greater and grander expressions of that who and what to emerge. And as this is true for me, it has to be the truth of you, of who and what you are. And so I absolutely know and I absolutely feel that you and Spirit are one, that you are a holographic image of the One. Which means that right where you are, all of that which God is fully present. All of the qualities that God is, abundance, wholeness, wellness, beauty, joy, love, freedom, all of these are fully present right where you are. And the Spirit is eternally sourcing and fueling and funding itself, making sure that Spirit has everything that it needs to keep growing, to keep unfolding, to keep expanding. As that is true for God, and you and God are one, it must mean, and it absolutely does mean, that you are eternally sourced, fueled, and funded. That all of your needs are met in every single moment. That right now, and right here, regardless of where now and here is for you, right now and right here, everything that you need, you have. Everything that you need, you have to keep moving forward, to keep expanding, to keep growing, to take that next step along the path of awakening, along the path of freedom, along the path of manifestation. You have it all. You have it all. Nothing, absolutely nothing is missing you. Just like that acorn that falls to the ground and that in the right conditions begin to shoot and root to call forth the highest potential of that particular acorn. That acorn has everything that it needs inherently. It needs nothing from the earth. It takes nothing from the soil. Yes, it needs the right conditions, the right temperature, the right humidity, the right pH in the ground, in the soil. But when those conditions are met, everything that the acorn needs to manifest, to call forth, to expand into the oak tree, the magnificent, beautiful, majestic oak tree, it's inherent within the acorn. Just like a hen laying an egg, everything that the chick needs within the egg to begin to grow, unfold, expand, so that it may pick its way out of the egg, it's inherent within the egg. The egg doesn't draw anything. The chick doesn't draw anything from the world. It doesn't get anything from the world. It needs warmth, yes. It needs the right conditions, but when these right conditions are met, the full potential, everything that the chick needs, is inherent within the egg, is inherent within the cells, is inherent within the chick itself. And so right where you are, as you have the ability to create your own conditions, your own mental, your own emotional, your own spiritual conditions, you have the ability to create the right conditions, the ripe conditions for you, so that you may expand, so that you may grow, so that you may unfold, so that you may allow for ever greater and grander expressions of who and what you are to emerge. And as you keep coming back to the nowness of this moment, as you keep coming back, and as you keep taking on the feeling tone that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for the highest good, these are the right conditions. And when you take on the feeling tone, when you raise your vibration to that level of knowing that all is well, regardless of conditions, regardless of circumstances, you are creating your own conditions. And spirit and the sacred laws, they cannot, as they always are in an affirmative state, they cannot say no to you feeling that all is well. But they rise up and meet you there. They rise up to meet you there. And all of the resources that you'll ever need will come to you. All of the knowledge that you'll ever need will come to you. All of the everything that you will ever need will come to you when you know and feel that all is well. When you know and feel that something wonderful is happening. When you know and feel that everything is working for the highest good. In this moment, in every single moment, you are. You are. Eternally sourced, filled, and funded. Spirit never denies anything. Spirit is never against anything. But God is in an eternal state of yes and amen. So when you claim, as I'm claiming for you now, when you claim abundance, abundance must and will show up. When you claim health, health must and will show up. When you claim love, love must and will show up. Whatever you claim will and must show up in your life. And so I'm claiming for you abundance. I'm claiming for you wholeness. I'm claiming for you love. I'm claiming for you beauty. I'm claiming for you peace. Because I know, and I feel that right where you are, all is well. That right where you are now, all is well. Something truly wonderful is happening right where you are. Everything is working for the highest good where you are concerned. Because you're a living son and daughter of spirit. Never divided from, never set apart from, never diminished in any way, shape, or form. But one with, just like the sunbeam is always connected to the sun, just like the wave is always connected to the ocean, the moment the sunbeam is disconnected from the sun, it ceases to exist. The moment the wave is disconnected from the ocean, it ceases to exist. But you are existing, which means that you are connected to God. You and God are one. So right where you are, you're eternally sourced, filled, and funded. Regardless of appearances. Appearances may be whatever they want to be. And appearances may be whatever they are. But still, you are eternally sourced, filled, and funded. I absolutely know it, and I absolutely feel it where you are concerned. All is well. I know it, I feel it. Something wonderful is happening. I know it and I feel it. Everything's working for the highest good. I know it and I feel it. Right where you are in this and every single moment. In this and every single moment. And as I release this word, I do so fully knowing and feeling that it is done. This is not something that is going to happen in some future moment, but this is now. In the mind of God, it's already done. And this doneness is now demonstrating and manifesting itself here in this dimension. And it is so with such ease and grace. Why? Because you are in vibrational alignment with it. When you take on the feeling tone, that all is well. You are in vibrational alignment with this doneness. When you take on the feeling tone that something wonderful is happening, you are in vibrational alignment with this doneness. When you take on the feeling tone that everything is working for your good, that spirit is eternally for you, that you are eternally sourced, fueled, and funded, you are in vibrational alignment with this doneness. And it is demonstrating itself now. It is manifesting itself now, here in this dimension, in, as, and through you. I absolutely know it. I absolutely feel it. I absolutely give thanks for it. I accept it. I allow it to be. So it is, and so be it. So be it, and so be it. So it is, and so be it. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Shalom, salam, and hallelujah. Until the next time, thank you so, so much for joining me, for participating. I bless your day, and I bless your way. Namaste.